dream said to me, cultivate and make music.
He means philosophy, not theatrics.
But then I thought, just in case dreams aren't metaphorical, let's make music.
But don't you think the exchange of one fear or pleasure or pain for another fear or pleasure or pain's not the exchange of virtue?
Taking the poison, right?
Haven't we all? I mean, the water's up to here, girl.
Well, either way, you'll be disappointed and pleased.
Which makes one wonder, the disappointment and pleasure, is it a product but beside the point?
Could you put that down and be present with me for a moment?
But my question is, do offerings constitute a hang?
You mean like bringing hummus?
Or the blowing of a horn?
You're filthy.
You're filthy.
Would you like some cream with that?
And you know they sentenced him to death for political reasons.
And because Aristophanes sent him up in the clouds.
Oh, come on, Aristophanes.
Capitalist terms, but I ain't buying it.
But when humorists give power to exaggeration, aren't they simply politicians using different tools?
My point isn't blowing the person who blows, whom I very much doubt you took much notice of before. Are they, in the eyes of their audience, suddenly made valid?
You're valid. Baby,
I'll say salad.
Would you like some cream with that?
I wonder on you, oh, trumpet player. Do you come home early in the morning from the club? Kiss your lover as they tap out the responsibility of the children. Natural ease or a lack of sleep or a weed of your own. The weight of a life committed to being in the musical zone.
And have you ever actually laughed at a single Aristophanes play?
Well, maybe he's not funny to our ears, but...
But wasn't Socrates accused of corrupting youth?
I've been corrupted.
As if one doesn't go from youth to adult, solely through the process of corruption.
Which is a judgmental way of saying puberty.
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 My assumption had always been that come out of context is not sexy, but...
They convicted him for being a non-believer.
Those two things always hand in hand.
Corruption and non-believing.
Now he's so hyperbolic.
And with hyperbole comes agenda, and so we see through the accusation or the send up to the tactic of attack rather than the truth of offense.
Aristophanes wasn't political.
Just dated.
Well, it seems to me the momentum is on the side of the tyrants.
Because the end is nigh, girl.
Time. I apologize to the people who like structure. They said a hemlock would take a few moments.
But sometimes an hour, an intermissionless 90 minutes, a day, yours, mine, beyond.
Perhaps we are forward while going back. Foolery reigns. Facts are in question and questions are facts. But I progress or acknowledge the digression of our progression. Two steps forward, one step or trip. And who knows whether we are back or forward in disguise. And one death watch may last longer than another. And yesterday's was 90 minutes. Tonight's could be to the wee small hours. And frankly, there's something uncourageous about engaging in a mystery when you have all the proper information.
They sense it's in the death for being irritating,
or for telling people they don't know what they know.
It's called being a gadfly.
But aren't we suffocating in gadfly? I mean, isn't everyone trying to be a gadfly?
I'm a gadfly.